Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It has been quite the week, hasn't it? Thank Grindstones, it's Friday and time for another episode of Hot Goss. And with a special guest co-host, Brenda Colmey, it's Courtney Act.
G'day, cunts.
Yes. Today we talk about...
drag queens on the cover of magazines.
On the cover of a magazine, The Devil Wears Prada, 15 years.
We talk about some of our favorite Pride memories.
And we get a heaping serving of Drick in the DMs today.
Mm-hmm.
And you know we like to give it to you extra hot every episode, so don't burn yourself on the scaldration. This is
Hot
Goss.
Forever.
Welcome back for another steaming, piping,
scalding,
serving of hot gossip. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics, and take a deep dive into the DMs.
DMs.
Now let's get into some... Hot gossip.
I wanted to try and say hot gossip really Australian, but that's not that Australian.
What's the goss? Do you have goss down there? What's Australian for gossip?
I don't know. The only thing that comes to mind is there was a character on Neighbours called Mrs. Mangle, and she used to love peering through the windows and like keeping up on everybody's business on the street.
Oh, shit-talking Sheila.
Yep, Mrs. Mangle.
So if you haven't already guessed by now, we have a very, very, very special guest co-host for Hot Goss this week, the inimitable Courtney Act!
Yay!
Woo-hoo. Now, I just want to know who cancelled and why did I get the call last night and why is it 7:30 a.m. right now?
You are always the first call for a fill-in because you are our sister and the three AAA girls are always very interchangeable. Everybody knows that the only reason I'm starring in Death Drop is because you were unavailable and Alaska said no. Now, I hear that you're in my home state of California and you are enjoying that everything's being open there now.
Everything just opened back up. No masks. Although everyone, I think, has like mask Stockholm syndrome because everyone's still wearing a mask. I think the rules are now that you just don't have to wear a mask even in an Uber or a restaurant.
As long as you're vaccinated, but everyone has the right to ask you to wear a mask in their car, in their Uber, in a store. But the state mandate is if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear one anymore.
There were guys fucking me during quarantine in masks. And I was like, you could at least take your shoes off. Like, is this a thing now? Like, you're going to get totally naked?
Did they make you wear a mask as well, Willem? And what kind of mask was it?
No, they did not make me wear a mask. I don't wear masks during sex anymore.
One of those, like, wrestling masks? Like, you know what?
Only when I'm face up do they ask me to wear a mask. Did you go to Pride in LA? It was this weekend, wasn't it?
I got back on Sunday and I went to a pride party at a house that Sam Garfield took me to, and it was very prideful. It was full of rainbows. And I was like, what is the theme for this party? And Sam was like, pride. And I was like, oh, that explains all the rainbows.
I mean, you would think the gays would come up. It's on themes, on themes, on themes. It's what we do. We throw good parties. But rainbows do suffice for pride, I think. Do you have any favorite pride celebrations in the past that you remember?
Well, there was that one time I forgot that I was Courtney Act with you.
At Mardi Gras. That was great. She had a moment where we were going into a party. She wasn't in drag. And like, she was talking so nice to the security guard. And you, in the way that you say something when you want someone to help you. And the guy was just like, go on in. And she, and then we walked in. She's like, oh, for a second there, I forgot I was Courtney Act.
It was you and I trying to go into like the VIP room at Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, yeah, trying to like sweet talk the security person into letting us both in. Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite Pride memories?
We did a pride gig in Columbus, which was super fun. I chased you around stage with like
a
dismembered cow leg, just like a vegan nightmare. There's great pictures of it. It was at Access, always a good time. But we had another great time in England at a place called Canterbury, where like there's a giant picture of us on the wall in like their giant like shopping district.
Oh yeah.
It's the back of your head, so your good side. Representing Wigs by Vanity in your in your Persian rose up half Persian up to rose. With your good bow when you were doing that, and in a wig that I lost at an airport. But it's just such a fun memory.
An
of
airport
us just
toilet?
Like, no, in Dallas, I was doing a tour and I was just so tired. I forgot to pick up a bag and I lost three good wigs. I lost a coral bleaching Wigs by Vanity, that rainbow curly one that I used to wear. And then another one.
And you know that hurts. That hurts even more because we're still in the world wig famine. No lace front wigs anywhere. Vanity had to go and make hard front wigs popular again because hard front wigs are no longer available in this new post COVID world.
Well, honey, the Shaza hard front, so cute. Shaza, is that it?
If you're gonna say it right. If you're gonna come correct.
Well, I am your understudy. I'm not even sure how to say the name, honey.
Is your character's name Shaza still?
Yeah.
How do they say it? Do they say Shaza? Are they trying to make it all ritzy?
Two people say Shaza, but I don't. Latrice and another girl say Shaza, but I think they say it intentionally wrong every time in the show to make it funny. I didn't know it was a real name, but then our new stage manager, Patch, left, is named Sharon, and they called her Shaza, and I was like, huh? Is that a real nickname? And they're like, yeah, it's short for Sharon. And I was like, Sharon's two syllables. Why do you need a nickname for that? And Shaza is also two syllables. It's not really a nickname. It's just
Mardi Gras means Fat Tuesday, and we celebrate it on a Saturday. Women's Day comes out weekly, and Women's Weekly comes out monthly, but we couldn't call it Women's Monthly because that would be weird. And there's another one. Our conservative party are called the Liberals. Like, there's a lot of things in Australia that don't make sense, and Shaza is one of them.
Okay, do you have any terrible Pride moments?
Well, I just want to go back to that Canterbury Pride of you and I. There's some really cute photos. There's this one really cute photo of you and I where we're like hugging, but like I think maybe like I'm like sibling. We look like siblings.
You're doing the get off me.
Yeah, the get off me like stuff it. Like we're being like adorable to each other, but like,
aw.
And then there was that man. There was maybe a tall man that you pulled out of the audience. I want to say he was, maybe I won't disclose his occupation.
I think his name was George and I fucked him.
And you wrote, you.
But I don't want to disclose his name or occupation.
Did I ride his shoulders during the pride or did you ride his pride? One of us got on his shoulders.
I rode his shoulders. I think you rode his face. Did you fuck him too?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Did he get inducted into the Limp Hall of Fame?
No, he didn't.
Surely. Really?
He was not an inductee.
That is nice to know. I messaged you in Alaska on Sunday night that I had intimate relations with a man, like brief intimate relations, but he was not a Limp member. And I just... Something inside me, maybe it was a pride miracle, but something inside me thought, this gay man who is making out with me, who knows that I am a crossdresser from the RuPaul's Drag Race Kingdom, got an erection on Pride. And I just felt like maybe something has changed in the world, that maybe gay men now can see us as sexual beings, the sexual beings that we are.
I mean, I think what's changed is you've started fucking blind guys. And I've told you to do that for years. It makes it so much easier. Well, congratulations on getting a good, hard, solid cock now that you're back in the States.
Thank you. Thank you. How have you been going over there? Have you been getting any gentlemen's?
I've been doing okay. I've not been mad, but there have been a few flakes where I'm just like, you know what? This is God telling me to keep my asshole shut, because people are still getting COVID over here a little bit.
Right.
Including someone I know. So I was like, I'm glad I didn't go hang out with you last week, because like, if that would have happened, I wouldn't be able to work. And you know all how that goes. But last night there was a little something, which was delectable. And then there was another something a couple of weeks ago. It was very nice. I went snorkeling, yet I wasn't in a pool.
Oh, yeah. Did you wear one of those little, those little snorkels? You put them in your nose so you can be down there for a very, very long time.
Oh, no, but my nose was so plugged that the only time I gagged was when the cum was coming out of it. You're literally like, oh, I blew a snot bubble. And then you're like, no, I didn't. This is advanced intermediate. This is a cum bubble.
You can blow. That is advanced intermediate. Yeah.
If you've never blown a cum bubble with your nose, I don't want to talk to you. It's just like this feeling where you're like, damn, it's coming out my nose. Because like my throat was so blocked that the only way there was to go was into my lungs or up and out my nose. So I'm glad my body chose to expel it the right way. Because once it dripped out my nose, I could just lap it up with my tongue. It's a circle of life through my nasal and sinuses and my mouth. I loved it. And it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful moment. I loved it. We're going to go to our rainbow spotlight. Rainbow's our theme of the week, because Pride. And Pride. And our song for the week is John Duff. He has this song called High Heels, and it's coming out today. And honey, you better strap on them high heels, because this is a tune.
If I flex my arms, then I could hold you like a man. But do you think a man could ever hold you like a mother can? Call me mom, I'll take the love. I'll take it on my lips, my tongue. I'll breathe it, keep it in my lungs. Hey, I can't get enough. I'll call you dad, you call me mom, we'll call it love. If I look the way that I feel, I'd be wearing high heels, cause you got me feeling like a lady. If I look the way that I feel, I'd be wearing high heels, cause you got me feeling elevated. I'm lifted, baby, lifted, higher. Got me feeling lifted, higher, higher. Lifted, higher. Got me feeling lifted, higher, higher. If I clicked my heels and begged, would you take me home?
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's, like, my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's, like, so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable, and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to Quince.com/ drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Speaking of Trixie, we have her getting painted by Scott Barnes on the glory that is the internet right now. And honey, she made a choice. She chose a center part wig. A center part wig is something that the girls with faces, they like to sport, you know, because like the Taste girls, the Ahura girls, because it just cuts you right down the middle and makes you focus on your face and makes you see everything in a way that like a little side part or a little diagonal that just confuses the mind. It's like, look, there's other things to look at. Center parts say, look at her face. And Trixie's got a lot of face on right now.
She's got a lot of face. Is it the wig that you want to focus on?
Let's focus on the wig first. I mean, that seems like the biggest evil.
It's a lace front. It's definitely
flaxen.
It's flaxen. It's definitely got a knotted part, if not a full knotted front.
I see where the factory part started, and then the frontal was done separately.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think that's all I have to say.
Well, you're being nice. I'll continue on. Scott did a great job on her. He did the best he could.
I've got to do my makeup.
Oh my God, Scott would love you because you're the most beautiful of all the girls. Trixie looks like a girl that was on. I was gonna say like Homecoming Queen.
Just say
from
it.
Like
just say
13
it.
Years ago. She looks like she was on Homecoming Court 13 years
white.
Ago. She doesn't look like she won
white
Homecoming.
Chicks.
White chicks boots down. White
Can
chicks
I say
down.
That?
She would walk 1,000 miles just to see Scott. I'm sure because she looks beautiful. She looks beautiful. Everything is in the right spot. The lipstick is on the lips. The nose contour is on the nose.
The nose contour is straight, which is the first time in modern history that I have seen Trixie's nose contour go in a straight line down the center of her nose.
Honey, you could do your makeup with the space between those two toes that are mostly connected, and you would still look prettier than Trixie, even with a team of makeup artists comprised of Scott Barnes and Pat McGrath on staff. I'm not saying she doesn't look beautiful, but she looks pretty. That's what I'm saying.
Scott Barnes, I know that I'm leaving Los Angeles by the time this podcast comes out, but if you are seeing this video, I have been murdered. No, Scott Barnes, one day I would like you to do my makeup because I just adore you and I just stare at your Instagram constantly enamored by the wonder and the beauty.
Yeah, him and Frank are both great at everything. And wow, Trixie, she sure is our sister, huh?
Trixie has been using, speaking of that deep Pauline Hanson reference that I just made about, mm-hmm. if you're watching this video, I have been murdered. I was watching a Trixie video and she kept saying, "This one's for the girls." And I was like, I know that from somewhere. And then I realized it's by that same alt-right Australian politician, Pauline Hanson. She's like fishing and she's like pulling in a giant fish and she's like, "This one's for the girls." And yeah, so that's Trixie's deep state Australian conservative alt-right political reference.
Damn. Did you know that Devil's Wears Prada, another highly quotable film, is going to be 15 years old?
Oh, how exciting just to get to like relive that all again. What a wonderful movie.
I know. I'm still getting over the fact that they auditioned every gay actor in town for Stanley Tucci's role and then just went with a straight guy.
Wait, Stanley Tucci straight?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I was just saying. Oh, no, wait. I was just saying that James Corden in The Prom. No, no, no. He was playing Nathan Lane. That was James Corden, where Nathan Lane should have been cast. I was thinking of Nathan Lane, not Stanley Tucci. Wow.
The prom on Broadway, I saw my friend Josh was in it, and it was like a queer person in the lead. I think his name's Foster's Brooks or something. But he was amazing. I just don't know why Ryan Murphy couldn't get a gay guy to play a gay guy in a musical. It's not like there's no gay guys who do musicals around. And that movie did not need James Corden as a stunt cast. It already had fucking Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman, right?
Right. And it was really interesting watching James Corden in The Prom because I felt...
Offended every time he opened his mouth?
I did, but like actually on like a way that I felt that he was playing... Okay, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and I do not understand it's 10 to 8 in the morning. Obviously, I don't understand like cultural appropriation when it comes to, you know, the things that are normally culturally appropriated. But watching James Corden play a gay person made me feel like I was watching somebody mock me or like put on my identity for a performance just so they could take it back off again. And there was something like that just made me feel a bit like, I didn't enjoy it. It felt like he was like camping up our identity. Even if that's exactly how Nathan Lane would have done it, then just get Nathan Lane to do it.
Yeah, or make James wear a butt plug while he did it at least so he can know what we go through or something. I was not thrilled about it in the same way that I wasn't thrilled about Stanley Tucci playing a gay guy in this where like a gay guy could have easily been cast. But I mean, it is a great movie to look back on and it gave us so many fashion moments. What's your favorite fashion? Cerulean. Lapis.
Lapis.
Uh-huh.
I think it was Yves Saint Laurent.
Who did military-inspired jackets?
To me, when I think of that scene, as iconic as Meryl Streep is doing that moment, what I really think about is Candace Cane lip-syncing that at the Abbey.
Oh, yeah. It's so much better. It's so much better because there's a hair fan.
There's a wind machine.
Yeah.
And there's Candace Cane. Like, how do you make...
You can't make anything better, add Candace Cane, and then it will be better. And a $14 cocktail from the Abbey. My favorite moment in the movie is when Anne Hathaway gets clip-on bangs, because that's the point in the movie where I just turn to whoever I'm watching with and do the Legally Blonde, "I got bangs!"
Do you think it was a Megan or a Pam?
I think it was a Megan, because it had the little side parts that were longer.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, and I've just clip it into the crown.
I've heard you've had complaints from listeners of the pod for making, like, too deep references that people don't get.
We do that, but our producers, who are thankfully Alaska and I, each other, we've ignored all those comments, and we keep doing it.
What did you say? Last week you said something, and Alaska was like, what is that from? And you were like, The Sword in the Stone, I think? Like, it wasn't even a cultural reference. You were just quoting something that you liked.
Baby, I'm a London girl now. This is me in London. If you can't handle my London tea, it's not tea time, baby, for you. Okay.
I just love it's that high I listen tea right to now. The, I listen to the pod sometimes, and I think, I believe that I might be the only person on this planet that got 7 of the references in this podcast.
Probably, because you know the kind of things you just say in the car or the airport when you're traveling with someone, when it, you're so tired, but you can't let a joke hang, so you have to say something? These are the jokes that we do when we podcast, because sometimes Dipper makes his podcast for 19 hours straight.
Thank God for Dipper, says all of the listeners.
Yeah, all of the listeners. And we try to throw in a little Courtney Axe quip every episode to let
I feel
listeners...
honored.
Yeah, no worries. Well, we're just
I
trying
really
to
feel like you're keeping my dream alive. I think what you're doing is you're just keeping. I'm just like this ball that you like to keep in the air. When we finally get to a AAA reunion, people will be like, "Oh, Courtney Act, we remember her."
I just gave an interview and somebody asked what my biggest fear was, and I said that the world will run out of reality shows for Courtney Act to do.
I feel like I might have gotten, I'm not saying no, definitely not saying no, but like now that I got to host my own show in Australia.
Yeah, what's that called again? That's a big one, right?
1+1.
What? So it's a math show.
It's, yeah, but thankfully we only...
Next season, fractions!
Next season, 1+2. Well, it's funny because it's called 1+1 and I'm interviewing one of the Veronicas who are twins, and they were like, which one do we ask? The show's called 1+1. We can't have you interviewing two people at once. That just won't go with the title. And I said, well, you're in luck because Jessica is currently in quarantine. So we not that I... Oh, no, now it makes it feel like I just chose
we know what you meant. Don't worry. You're Australian. Yeah, yeah. We get it.
Yeah.
But can we watch that anywhere, like, other than Australia? Is it online anywhere?
I mean, if you're a super fan and you have a VPN, I'm sure they'll... I'm sure that Courtney.archives or Courtney Files will upload the unadulterated half an hour episodes to Instagram.
I'm sure, yeah. Thank God for the fans. Yeah. Can we go straight into more hot goss?
We can, but I just want to talk about Meryl Streep's foot. So not only is Devil Wears Prada coming out, having a 15-year reunion, they did a cute Zoom reunion talk about the impact of the film, hosted by Joey Nolfi. And in a screenshot from the Zoom, Meryl Streep is bearing her naked bare foot for the world to see. Clearly she doesn't have 4 toes.
Mm-mm. No.
Joey asked the group, is anyone wearing the Chanel boots? And Meryl Streep just put her bare foot up on us.
Oh, yeah. Show us that. Roll that beautiful web toe footage, Courtney Act. She's putting her web toe up right to the screen. She's letting her freak flag fly. It is pride. She's making it talk. I do like that they had the good sense to have Patricia Field there, who was the costumer that, like, costumed basically... and made the movie, the clothes for that movie, you know? Stunning. And she's not returning to Sex and the City, I heard.
So. She's not?
Uh-uh, no. So I don't know if she picked Team Catral or what, but she is not.
That's interesting because the fashion was such amazing. And Patricia Field was like the backbone of the, you know, the unseen of Sex and the City. So that's really interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, to say the least. But also interesting is the fact that the Drag Race girls are taking the fashion world by storm. We have 2 different girls on the cover of Elle in Canada right now. We have Elle Quebec and Elle Canada with the cover stars Priyanka and Rita Baga. This is amazing.
Exciting.
And they look beautiful. Rita is like this classic showgirl in like this Gaultier-inspired negligee with a feather headdress. And Priyanka, I had to look twice because I seriously thought it was Naomi Campbell.
Oh, she looks stunning. She's got black bangs with that little good Cher, like that that high cheek bang. I don't know what you call that.
It's like a high cheek layer, kind of like a geometric.
It's almost like you were thinking about wearing a bob. You were thinking about cutting 32 inches of hair into a bob, but you stopped at the cheekbone, like Cheetah Rivera or Cher.
Very that. Just enough to like whiff around your face a little bit just to give some movement. Mm-hmm. It's so perfect. She looks beautiful. Congratulations to both of our sisters. What's your favorite cover that you've done? Mine is Shallow.
That's where I was going, but I couldn't think of one quick enough.
That was a note you hit there.
Oh, that one. Oh, wait. No. Even better than that is a more recent one that it wasn't a cover. It was an original that I sang on live television. It was it wasn't 1+1. It was called Q&A. I'm sure I sent it to you. It's like one of the most important shows in the nation. And I just sat and talked about politics for an hour in between a conservative politician and a progressive one.
What hair did you wear?
It was like a really gorgeous, like blonde updo.
Good. Okay.
And a bummer dress. The one where my shoulder was bigger than the shoulder pad. Vanity, that was all Vanity could say when I spoke to her. She was like, yeah, you looked really good, but there was something wrong with your shoulders.
When your sister reads.
Oh,
but
she
correctly.
Reads. But correctly. I hit this one really good note. And it was one that, it wasn't the big note. It was one before the big note that I wasn't expecting. And it was more like a yodel. I got to it and I was like, I don't know what it was. Kaleidoscope. And then when I got to the big number, the big note, I decided to opt for, instead of the 12 notes sustained with a key change, I just went, and you will fly. Oh. And just stared whimsically into the camera for the next 11 counts.
What you do is you pick the apple, then find a star.
Yeah.
That's what you do. And the apple comes gracefully down. I have seen Alaska's book cover, but I haven't seen your book cover yet. Is it shot? Tell us the tea. When can we expect Boys Like Me by Courtney Act? I'm
Caught
very excited
Act
for this
by
book.
Courtney Act.
Oh, that's what it's called?
It's called Caught in the Act now.
Oh, I like that title so much better because obviously we know Boys Like You, but it sounded kind of like Mary Kay Letourneau also.
Well, Katia actually talked me out of it. Went the intermediary title was It's All an Act. And then Katia was like, you're an idiot. You have the title of your book. It's Caught in the Act. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I have shot the cover three times. And this is not the final cover. This is the cover that they're sending to the out on the uncorrected proof to all the journalists because they don't want to like reveal what the real cover is yet. But, oh, can you see me like peeking there behind?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So the real cover is sort of like that photo. And actually, speaking of Trixie Mattel earlier, I was looking at the laptop on the day of the shoot from across the room, and I thought my hair was so big that I thought that Trixie Mattel was on the screen, and it turned out to be me.
That means you're doing drag.
That means I'm doing drag.
Yeah. We're going to take a break while Courtney learns more about drag.
Okay.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah,
and under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like
loving from Mother's Kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to
factormeals.com/drag50
and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active. And we're back from our break. That book cover, I'm still talking about it. It's it's so amazing. The whole break, I was just talking about it, talking her little ear just off.
Blah, 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 blah. Book cover, book cover, book cover.
I can't wait to see the real one. You look beautiful. Just that little peek of it. Very Rear Window, Grace Kelly. Just, who's at the window? Mm-hmm. Am I caught in the act?
I really also love that in our AAA group chat, there are two ways that you can go about writing a book. There is the one way where you can talk about it every single day to your friends for about 18 months and still not have released the book cover or any information about the book. Or then there's the Alaska way where nobody knows and all of a sudden Willem finds a copy of the book cover on a super fan's Instagram story and sends it to the group. And Alaska's like, how did you find that?
I mean, I think Alaska was just taking a page out of your Celebrity Big Brother abscond from my sister's page book where you party with us and then hours later she's MIA from the group text, nowhere to be found, doing reality shows, skirts flying off, not telling nobody.
I believe the term I used in my book was pressed to describe your and Alaska's response to my going into the Big Brother house without telling you.
Honey, we could have opened a whole juicery with the amount we were pressed. We were so livid. We were mad. We were sisters. You have to. Never mind. I'm gonna move on to the next thing, which I'm very excited about because Alaska and I have predicted this in the world. Basically, somehow, I think I said that I wanted Eve and Trina to do a Versus. Do you watch Versus?
Mm-hmm.
So Alaska and I have done like this series called Herses, where we go up against each other on our Patreon and Patreon content, and we pick a bunch of songs that each other sings. And then we go over them. We're like, oh, well, on this video and this part and blah, blah, blah. Oh, this part, let me sing a little bit. Ooh, I'll do the dance. And it's so much fun. It's the most fun I've ever had with Alaska on camera because we're just like talking about our careers and singing each other's songs. Like, ooh, I like this part when you do this. And it was so much fun. It's on the Patreon right now. And we released the first version of it on the YouTube for free on my YouTube. But you worked with Eve and Trina on Oh No She Better Don't on the enigmatic episode that was filmed now I guess 8 years ago at this point this summer. Anything that you remember from that? I know that you repurposed your lyrics from Disgraced Land.
This is correct. We had to write our own lyrics.
Not afraid to purpose or repurpose.
Recycling, it's important, you know.
It is.
It's 2021. You gotta get with the times. And well, I was ahead of the times. It was 2013. I do remember that episode. And I do remember, this is me being relatable. This was the first time during my Drag Race journey where I was stumped as to what to do. I was like sitting there and I was like, uh-oh, I don't know how to like write this rap. I want it to be cool. I want it to be fun. And I was like, what do I do? What do I do? And then I thought, actually, I went over to the side and I sat down and I meditated for a brief moment. And the thought came to my mind, what would Trevor Ashley do? Mm. Trevor Ashley is an Australian drag queen.
Very smart, very funny.
And what came to mind
very bitter.
Was do a cunt rhyme. Trevor would definitely do like a bait and switch. Looking like this. So the lyric I wrote was looking like this is a goddamn stunt. All you other bitches better lick my foot.
Yeah, it's a perfect misdirect. You ended with something that made everybody smile, and you were a safe girl that week or a top girl?
That was one of the weeks that I didn't appear in the episode. The only part of me that was in the episode.
Three things, literally. I counted.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just the lyrics to my rap that I sang. What was it then? Yeah, I was just not there, not present.
I mean, you weren't Story at that point. I mean, I think they knew when there was an episode where they put the top four, Darian, Adore, Bianca, and you in the gold room and left everybody else in the silver room. And I think that's when they knew, oh, these are the four that are going to go. Very much that. You're just shit talking everybody. And it's so wonderful. I think that you have a career in rap ahead of you, maybe. If the book author thing doesn't work out.
You know what? Just for everyone's sake, let's hope that the book author thing turns out.
Well, a little tip from another author. When you go on your book tour, you want to make sure that your manager is inept and there's no books at least four of the stops, because that's what happened to me when I had that terrible manager, which was super fun. Yeah, a book tour with no books. How groundbreaking.
Damn. Florals for spring. Eve and Trina, I do remember. I remember them sitting in those like high back director's chairs, and they were just so fun and entertained by everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. And I remember the girls were like gooped and gagged that they were there. And
you had no idea who they were, I bet.
I'm Australian.
That charming way that this is it. We're Australian.
Yeah, but I remember the glamour. They were like just gorgeous and glamourful sitting in there in those director's chairs. But like you could tell that they were enjoying being there, which was, I really appreciated.
Yeah, well, I'm enjoying you being here. And thank you so much for coming and hosting on our podcast.
Thank you.
We're shipping Alaska down to Australia for a Call Me Brenda collab.
Yeah, well, we tried doing a Call Me Brenda Call Me collab, but then you're in the UK and Alaska. We're on three continents, and it's just time zones don't work.
Also, we didn't want to. There was no budgetary
then there was that.
Offers made, so we said, oh, she wants a freebie gig. She can text me, Brenda, but she can't call me, and she certainly can't record. I will sue the fool. Sue! I have a question. What customarily, if you had a pet, would you feed a dog's dinner?
And say a dog. What is a dog's dinner?
Yeah.
It's looking like the dog's dinner. Means
is that
it's
good or
looking,
bad?
It's bad. It's like, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Oh. So.
Well, who said it's looking like the dog's dinner?
Well, this guy was
is this
going
how
down.
How your pussy was described?
Well, I was just going to say, he was going down on me and he's like, oh, this is better than Courtney's ass. Hers was the dog's dinner. And I was like, oh, I'll tell her you said that.
I'll tell her.
He actually said the dingo's dinner, though, because he also said you ate his babies.
Oh, well, this is the thing. Let me address this colloquialism. So Lindy Chamberlain was a woman who was a national conversation in Australia back in the, I'm going to say 70s, judging by the haircut. And the whole nation mocked this woman and because she said, oh, a dingo ate my baby. And her daughter, Azaria Chamberlain, she said was taken by a dingo, but the nation thought that she'd murdered the child. And so it was like this national trial that everyone watched on television and had this conversation about, mocked her, said that she was a murderer. Her husband was even sent to prison. And then through DNA evidence about 5 years ago, it was revealed that this poor woman's child was eaten by a dingo, a wild dog, and everybody like mocked her rather than like, you know, saying, oh my God, we're so sorry that your child has been eaten.
Yeah.
And it became like this sort of like catchphrase. And about 5 or 6 years ago, there was like a whole conversation where the nation was like, oh, we really probably shouldn't say that anymore because actually her child got eaten by a dingo. And I was making a comment to a friend about, oh, I bet on episode one of RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under, Ru says something about it. And then one of the girls...
Wait, Ru in a cultural snafu? What are you talking about? That would never happen.
Never.
Never.
And then one of the girls, oh no, which girl was it? It was a...
Was it Etc. Etc.?
Etc. Yeah, she did Lindy Chamberlain as a character. And it's just like, oh, I know that people aren't fully aware of like the travesty behind it, but for me, it was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, poor Lindy. Is she dead?
I think she's still alive.
Oh man, that makes it even worse.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, you were
dog's breakfast. Dog's dinner?
Brunch. What about brunch?
Dog's hind leg.
Yeah. All dogs go to brunch. On this season of Drag Race, they had a monumental task out for them because they didn't have a clear-cut villain. And most seasons of reality TV go in knowing this person will be the villain. They didn't have one, so they chose to villainize your perfectionism because you were kind of perfect. And things that you would say jokingly to a queen in a dressing room without the laugh track were kind of weaponized. And I know that like all the other girls in the room when y'all would kiki would laugh, but then they would put that music under it and make you look shady or cut away to like a cutaway of Jocelyn like looking glum. Were Jocelyn and you friends during the show?
We were. And it's funny because I saw that she talked about this recently on an interview podcast. Mm-hmm. And I was writing about it in my book. So I just messaged her recently and was like, can I please send you over the parts of the book you mentioned in just to check you're fine with them all. And there was one very specific moment in a Color Evolution Glamazon infomercial episode that we were doing, and we're sitting at like the work tables, and Jocelyn, like as a joke, sets me up for the punchline, and she says, oh, why don't we do a before and an after? You can be the before. And then that was the setup but Jocelyn, no one will ever believe that you're the after. And then we both chuckled and it was like a very funny moment. But then when you watch it on television, it literally hard cuts to Jocelyn like looking dejected, like maybe like that meme you might have seen where RuPaul says, I'm looking for Australia's first Down Under Drag Race superstar. And then there's a photo of me just like, looking dejected. Very similar face on Jocelyn in that moment, and like the sound effect that goes underneath it, and it's a beautiful piece of reality television editing. Like, you got to give them that.
They make good television, honestly, and I'm happy to be a cog in their wheel, because baby, I built my own car now and we're both running on steam. we're doing it, bitch. We're gonna take a little break, just like they did with that female or shemale challenge.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
You know what I love about Big Dipper as a producer? He produces.
It's so great.
But you can lead a horde of culture, but you can't make her think. Am I right?
Jesus Christ.
Honestly, I don't know what horticulture is. Do they have that in Saint-Tropez? Very Saint-Tropez. We're back, and no, you aren't listening to Brenda Call Me. This is the deep dive, the deepest of dives on, what is the show? On Hot Gossington.
That's hot. Hosted
by Courtney Act and her thunder study, Billiam Bartimus Bellums.
One of my favorite times of the week is listening to Hot Goss. And you know what? If ever you, this sounds so trite, and it sounds like something like people say, like, I listen to your podcast and it makes me happy. But like, if ever I'm feeling a little bit like melancholic, my cure is to go and put on Hot Goss and listen to you two just have a good time. And it makes me smile. It makes me so happy.
Just, it's just so much fun cackling and being queens with like your sisters. It's just, you feel like you're in the studio under my stairs, right by the snack cabinet and the Popper's fridge. It just takes you there, and you know you're there in spirit.
And I also always feel like I'll talk back out loud, not realizing that I'm not on a three-way phone call with you two. And then I feel like, oh, that's a bit awkward. But this time I'll be listening along and I'll just be confused because I'll hear my voice and not understand how it's not coming out of my mouth that I'm listening to the podcast. And I can't
and this
wait.
Is just, this is more like our group text where it's like us just going at it. And Alaska says one
and
word
Alaska
every,
just
3 months
being here.
Or she'll chime in with the best paragraph ever. And we're like, where did that come from? So right now we'd like you to put on your hard hat or at least a sturdy mitzi or two, because things fall from the sky all the time because we're about to go spelunking. Deep in shade. This first message comes from C. Just C. They say, greeting dolls and dips. I'll try to make it quick. Yet they wrote five paragraphs. I have a backlog of PTO at work. And now that she's fully vaxxed, I want to get back on a plane and forget about having to work for a living in a pandemic. What's a PTO?
Paid time off. It took me till that moment to work that out too.
Oh, never had a job where that's happened.
Yes.
All I want to do is relax, take in some drag shows in between snacking and lounge in the sun, maybe take some drugs and see where the afternoon goes, maybe hit a club or two for dancing, preferably a club that plays a Gaga remix once in a while and one where straight men won't pet my wig. Oh, and minimal insects. I'm a 30-something woman, if that matters. I think I just described most major cities, but as two internationally renowned and well-traveled entertaintresses, I wondered if you dolls had any vacation location recommendations, preferably in the U.S. Or if not a recommendation, what's your favorite place to play or way to check out or escape regular life. I don't have an explicit dong photo because I do not have a dong, but I also do have some very old and very adorable yearbook pictures of my former classmate, the one and only Ivy Winters, which I uncovered in a fit of pandemia cleaning. Before Ivy was Ivy and a multi-talented drag queen, tomato whisperer, circus performer, hot air balloon seamstress, she was a Mr. Best Smile, and she had a crush. I had a crush on him when we were in the community theater production of A Christmas Carol, and Ivy played young Scrooge. Alas, it wasn't meant to be, not least because, as mentioned, I'm a woman. Thanks for reading. I'm planning a 2022 trip across the pond, which will definitely include some tickets to the Race Chaser Tour. Bring back my girls. And then are the most adorable pictures of Ivy Winters in a Vote for Pedro Napoleon Dynamite shirt, his yearbook photo for Best Smile, which the smile is stunning.
So cute.
Oh, he got the Next American Idol and Best Smile. They loved her. And was she Miss Congeniality too?
She was. Do you call that is that a Justin Timberlake, that haircut? With that, is that a puka shell necklace I see? It's not puka shell, but it's puka shell adjacent.
Yeah, it's very that. It's very of that moment, of that time. Mm. It's very the Caesar, George Clooney, Justin Timberlake haircut moment. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. What'd this bitch want? Oh, she wants to know where to go. I say my favorite vacation destination, if you want to be in America but not feel like you're in America because there's not as many stupid Americans, because I don't consider Hawaiians stupid Americans at all. I love them. Hawaii, like, if you go to Kauai and Honolulu, you go to Scarlet, which is the most fun club in America, other than like Roscoe's and S4 and like maybe any club that Alaska and me and you are at. But I would say go to Hawaii. Hawaii is so fucking beautiful. Or New Orleans. When people over here are always like, oh, I've been to America, and they're talking to me and stuff, I'm like, shut up, eat my ass. I tell them the four best cities that they should go to in America, if you're going to come to America and do a little trip, are do New York, do Miami, do Vegas, do LA. And then if you can add two more, I would say New Orleans and San Fran, and then maybe like Portland and Dallas. Because Dallas, the dick there is so good. The dick, the drag, and the food, honey, can't be beat.
DDF.
I do have fond memories of Austin. If we're talking Texas,
Austin's great too. Yeah. Not as many dick bars though.
Oh, we remember those dick bars where I spent all of our ones and I spent all of our tip money.
Oh, yeah. We were so mad at you. That was in Atlanta. Oh, go to Atlanta, too.
Oh, Atlanta.
Go to Atlanta. Atlanta is the shit. You will have a good time there. Hit up Swingin' Richards, all the bars. And if you ever are at a loss for where to go, wherever you do end up going, woman known as C, I would just say look up your favorite drag queen in the area and ask her where she parties or look at where her parties are. And then just go there and you'll have a good time. And if you ever need to find cocaine or drugs, also just ask the drag queen. We know. And if we don't do it, we know a drag queen who will. And we'll never begrudge a queen her coin. We'll be like, no, talk to her. She's my sister. Go get her. Like, honestly, ask drag queens. We know. Where's your favorite spot to vacation in America?
Oh, wow. All of those cities that you mentioned. Gaycation. I mean, San Francisco is a wonderful, wonderful city. And we know lots of wonderful people there. I was just there last weekend. With our drag daughter.
Well, you left the country without a forwarding address, ma'am. So I got custody.
What? Joint custody.
But you tried to take back her wig. You tried to take back her wig that one time, too.
I just get her once. I get her once a month. One weekend a month.
Yeah. Co-drag parenting. We're making
co-drag parenting.
Hi, Ty.
No child support. Yeah, Ty Olson. I told Ty that I was coming tomorrow to San Francisco. This was last week. And I got to San Francisco and was like, hi. And he's like, what are you doing here? And I was like, I spoke to you yesterday. I told you I was coming. And Ty was like, I have receipts of where you agreed and acknowledged that you were coming on the 15th and 16th of June. And I was like, oh, yes, I can see that you're absolutely correct. I did say that, but I'm here right now. And Ty threw together, like, threw together a San Francisco party. Marco's birthday, and so we were up there, and we, like, had dinner at, like, a cute restaurant, and then we went out to a house party, and we had the most San Francisco of all San Francisco nights. It involved, like, a warm, like, bidet. It involved a cuddle puddle. It involved, like, men with chest hair. It was just wonderful. And I always love San Francisco.
I can concur with you on that. And also, I went to Brighton from London on Monday. And then I texted my friend when I got to the Brighton station and said, hey, what's your address? He said, oh, scroll up. You said this was going to be next week. And I was like, I did. So I got right back on the train and they wouldn't let me back on the train. They're like, no, this ticket that you bought was for tomorrow. And I was like, huh? But they let me on coming down. They're like, well, that was their fault. You're going to have to buy a new ticket. And I just stood there until they let me on. And then they did eventually.
Did you just tap your toe?
No,
I just... Did you pull out your Megan or your Pam?
I was not Karen-ing. I just stood there really quiet and, like, act distressed and was just on my phone. And then, like, just go ahead. I was like, oh, yes, it worked. I love acting. but the reason that happened with you in San Francisco is because drag queens by nature are the most selfish people in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
we give of ourselves so much to entertain that the rest of the time we're just focused on everything but ourselves, and we're not good at numbers unless they're big bills.
Yeah.
So little things
we know
like
if
dates,
there's a zero missing.
Yeah, always for sure. Do you want to read this next message from
sure.
Bo?
Sure. This is from Bo, and Bo says, "Hello, Diptandra, Alaskalina, and Willemintra. Long time listener, first time caller. I want your opinion on something problematic. I told a queen at a bar the other night, I've always been a huge fan of drag in general, and I've always wanted to become a queen myself. However, I watched a drag show recently, and I told one of the queens that I love the show so much that she inspired me to come for her gig. Was that out of line? The queen, who shall remain anonymous, was definitely not pleased and immediately walked away. Did I miss something in drag queen etiquette, school for girls? Also, I think the segment with Bianca Del Rio should be called Neep. Wow. Need help packing. None of that says Neep. Need help unpacking, queen. Whew, thank God I finished high school with Bianca Del Rio. Also, I'm attaching my tried and true anonymous drick pic. I apologize in advance for the lack of sack. Let me know what you think. Much love. Bo from Idaho.
Well, honey, Bo from Idaho, this is weird because there's a lot of meat but no potato. And you're in Idaho where all the potatoes come from. There, I see nary a sack, nary a nut, nary a ball. And it looks like he has a denim placemat underneath his member.
And I would also know that print anywhere. That is a Snuggie. That leopard print, that is a Snuggie.
Yeah, so she liked that fleecy feeling on the head of her glands, and then she got all hard and pulled it all down and said, look at this. Yeah. What's the question? What does he want? Oh, yeah,
well, she
honestly,
says that she told the queen that she was coming for her gig. It could have been her choice of verbiage. I think telling a queen that you're going to steal her work is probably not the best.
Yeah, no. And a lot of Drag Race fans have access to the lingo that drag queens say now and use it without, you know, all the full knowledge.
Knowing
of
the appropriate context.
Yeah. And I think that was your problem here, Bo. And also, you'll never be this queen. So don't try to come for her gig. Just get your own gig, honey. And like, don't be so inspired by someone that you go up to her and say, I want to do this like you. Will you put me in drag so I can do this? Don't do that. Don't.
And then there's
all.
Also like that thing where like you assume that like you could steal their gig, which is just like, whether or not Bo is amazing or not, it's just it's one of those like comparisons that's, I'd say Bo came out of pocket.
Bo deemed deeply out of pocket. And she had five pockets on. She had overalls on. There were so many pockets and she came out of all of them. and also the thing about Vanity going up to girls and tapping them on the shoulder and then saying, Courtney, and then they turn around.
Oh, no, that was penetration.
Penny. That. Yeah. And you never will be.
Penetration. It was when I was on Australian Idol, she would walk up to drag queens in the midnight shift who were wearing blonde wigs and would tap them on the shoulder and go, Courtney, Courtney. And they'd turn around and be like, oh, I'm not Courtney. And then Penny would go, no, you're not Courtney. You're not even close. And the queen would just like be reduced to tears.
I have another recommendation for Bo. Next time you go up to a girl to talk to her, the first thing that you should do if she's not on stage and she's giving you even an ounce of her time is give her a dollar. Because you will get a different response. A five would be even better, but I know it's a bit of a recession right now. But give her some money first, and that will make every conversation better because she'll see you as a bank. And the next time, and she'll smile and she'll thank you. And then she'll go in the dressing room and be like, this faggot. But
How would you feel about, I don't know how I'd feel about somebody walking up to me with a $1 bill and handing it to me if I was in drag. Doesn't it feel a little bit like,
they were probably asking for quarters, A. I go-go danced for a little bit in drag, and I had a change belt that had like the thing where you put
like
quarters.
A taxi driver.
So anytime someone would give me a dollar, I would give them a quarter back. And sure, it was bad for my financial buck, but it was funny and it was a gimmick. So I used to do that, but. And
that's so you.
Very me. We have our next message. It's from Debbie. She has a theory about RuPaul's Drag Race season 6 and your good sister, Adore Delano. She says, I have a theory about Adore's dress lengths. Have thought for years maybe when trying them on, it was without heels and maybe that's why they have that awful length. Also, this is my favorite podcast about my most favorite show. Love you from Dublin, Ireland.
I had dinner with Adore Delano just last night. We had a little kiki catch up, which was delightful.
Debbie from Dublin would love that.
The veggie grill on Sunset and Crescent is now closed. And so...
It is?
It's gone.
No!
And they were moving across the road, but that's not there either. So there's only one in Hollywood and one at the Grove.
No, but that's where we used to go to like hit on gym guys coming out of...
Coming in out of Crunch.
We had so many cute lunches there.
I know. It's an end of an era. It's our The Ivy... But Adore and I went to Veggie Grill at the Grove last night, which, let me say, if you want a picturesque aspect, just a gorgeous view of the Grove car park and their green wall, their like living plant wall has clearly suffered through COVID times because it's just like some spindly dead branches hanging out of a wall.
I've definitely sucked dick on the parking lot garage roof of the Grove and Arclight. And Arclight's closed now too.
Arclight's closed?
Yep.
Well, I have some insight into
but my mouth ain't.
Those dresses. And your hole is certainly open for business.
Honey, international.
Adore's dresses. The thing is, Debbie, you're wondering if Adore tried on her dresses without heels. No, she didn't. She didn't try on her dresses. She ordered them all from Amazon. I remember her telling me in the back of the van that she had just gone on Amazon when she found out she was on the show and just ordered all of these dresses and took them all with her to, and they're all like off the racky kind of Amazon, like now that when you think about it. And so that was why her dresses weren't the right length, is because she hadn't tried them on. We called them flood length dresses, just in case there was a flood, the bottom of your dress wouldn't get wet.
Yeah. I thought of them as like Barbie dresses, because Barbie dresses, you could always see the shoes a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't mind them until everybody else started ragging on them. Our next email is not so much an email as it is an inquiry. And
a proposition, perhaps?
I mean, there's dollar signs, so maybe he's looking for some a transaction of some sort. It's no subject. Yeah, take it from here.
It's no subject. And the video just says, can we make a video? Sorry. It says no subject. And the text says, can we make a video? ? Followed by $5 signs with attachments of a body and a penis. Once again, no sack. It must be no sack Sunday somewhere in the world right now. But I think this might be a proposition for you, Willem. I think that this gentleman's would like to make a sex video with you. And I think he wants to pay you to make the sex video. That's my interpretation.
I mean, yes. The answer is yes. Hit me up. I'm down. And as long as we can put it on my OnlyFans, I'll be okay with it. But you need to shave a little bit more of your dick. Because, like, it's... You know when guys shave, get, like, their hair trimmed up, but their back is hairy, and they get their neck trimmed, but, like, they mm-hmm. don't trim it to the length of where their shirt is? And then they have the hair, like, an inch above their collar when it should be an inch lower? I'm not talking about you, Dipper. I swear I'm not.
Oh, I keep my neckline shaved correctly.
Oh, see, exactly. I'm not talking about you. But like his pubes go too far up his dick a little bit, to the point where I'd be afraid they'd get caught in my veneers. And I don't want to yank them out.
There's also something interesting to note about this penis in particular, of the color contrast between the base and the shaft. There's like, it's almost like quite a distinct tan line, which could just be for the colorage from the hair, or this could be John Wayne Bobbitt.
Oh, he wasn't hairy though. He was smooth. Oh,
okay, because this he is did not a the reattachment.
He did. John Wayne Bobbitt did a porno after, and I saw it. It wasn't very good. Yeah, but thank you for that investigative journalism reach. I know that.
That's what I do now.
On 1+1, that's where you can find old Courtney Act. Down Under's first drag superstar.
Apparently not.
Oh my God. The gumption and the gall that she had to say that with a straight face when she knew damn well that you were from there. She knew, and she chose not to say that. Ooh, she chose. I can't wait to read how kind you are in your book to RuPaul, because I know you never let a grudge hold.
Well, legal has approved everything.
Yes, honey, I can't wait. And thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this week's episode of Hot Goss.
That's Hot Goss.
And a huge
realized in the beginning I was saying Hot Goss Ip. It's not the name of the show, Courtney. Rule number one, know the guest's name. Chad.
Chad Bono. A special huge thank you shout out to our sister, our guest host this week, Courtney Act, keeping the bed warm for Miss Thunderfuck while she gets electroshock therapy.
And you can send us your questions, well, not me, but Alaska and Willem, your questions to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com
/chaser. As always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem, and we released Herz's part 2 there, so check out part 1 for free on my YouTube. And if you want to see the shocking conclusion in part 2, just throw $1.99 on the dresser over the paywall at patreon.com, and we'll unlock the gate and you can come in at patreon.com/Willem. And we'll continue to release some of our Patreon content for free from 2019-2020 on Alaska's YouTube and my YouTube. So make sure you hit that bell icon and subscribe and get all the notifications.
And there's so many people who comment on that 2019 videos that you put out, and they're like, this trivia is wrong. These are outdated. And they have no ideas from 2019.
You're like, that's because it's 2 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd reply, but I don't fuck with the comments no more.
But if you do want to fuck with another set of comments, you can follow us over on Instagram. You are at Willem. There's at the only Alaska 5000. I am at Courtney Act and at Race Chaser Pod and at Mom Podcasts. Now that is spelt the American way. That's MOM Podcasts. If you're listening to me and you're like, she's Australian, I'm going to go follow MUM Podcasts. That's different.
Yeah, that's Call Me Brenda. The link on Instagram, Race Chaser Pod, also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement and a link to AAPIP.org and their resource directly to help combat increased anti-Asian violence. And
get the vax.
Wear a mask.
Wash your hands.
And stay safe and healthy. And we will be back next week with more Piping.
Steaming.
Scalding.
Boiling.
Hot.
God.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.